Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video. And I'm here on MGTOW.TV looking at anyway, here is my issue. Okay, of course you got Pop here. You got, Red Pill, you know, RPM. Couple guys here, we're never going back to normal. But, in all this, you've got a woman, you know, there's a woman here, modern women, woman again, woman, 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 woman. Woman, 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 woman. And I'm like, all right, guys, I get it. We're, you know, MGTOW, going your own way. However, one thing I've seen and I've noticed is that we're starting to get into the trap of the radical feminism, but we're in a male kind of sense where, you know, think about the old school feminists. The old school feminists that, like, not the old school, but the modern feminists, the third wave. Third wave, basically, every single thing a man ever did wrong, they fucking pointed out. And if you go to their old forums, if you go to their old videos and stuff like that, they did something very similar to what we're doing here. Not that I have anything against Tale of the Fiend or, you know, any of these guys, because this is good information. It can help young men, which I hope are getting helped through this site and YouTube and others. However, I think a lot of the guys here kind of, you know, get the idea. You know, of course, Drexel says that, you know, sometimes a man needs a red pill, like, every day just to kind of keep him on that path. And I can understand that, too. So you don't relapse, I guess you could say. However, we focus a lot on women here. I was just noticing that there's a lot of women on this page. And, yes, of course, they're definitely doing things that, people need to talk about. Men do need to talk about. Very important things, especially if you've been in a situation where the things the woman did affect you. However, I think that men might be focusing a little bit too much on crazy stuff that women do. And we're almost starting to mirror the feminists here. And I'm a little bit worried about it because that's not what I... You know, and of course, Pop over here, and, you know, TFM. That's not really what, you know, men going their own way is supposed to be focused on. We've got bigger problems than women right now, guys. Women are like a distraction. Listen, look at this guy down here. We're never getting back to normal. Australian nightmare intensifies. That is actually important. All these women over here, they come and they go. That is what happens when somebody takes your freedom away from you. That is a little bit more important than all these women. They'll come, they'll go, they'll act like sluts, they'll do whatever they do. It doesn't matter. They're women, they're going to do whatever. They don't have keys to your freedom. And that's what this guy over here is talking about. And of course, Biden doesn't ask questions. No, don't ask questions. He walks off. All the reporters are trying to say, hey, why don't you talk to us? What's going on? We have questions. We have questions about your policies. You know, people used to get mad because Trump would say things they didn't want to hear when he did his speeches. Biden doesn't say a goddamn word. He lets Psaki do everything. And it's really fucking bizarre. You know, we got this right here. Men running away from college, creating a mating crisis. I'm going to cover that on my show. Yes, this is important. All these women, they are important. However, these are a symptom of the thing that I'm talking about here. Like, with this Australian nightmare that's here, you know, the lockdowns, all that other stuff, all the puppet president we have here doesn't answer questions. All that kind of stuff, I can actually point at politics and understand why we have this tattooed girl over here. She is a symptom of the society and the culture. So we could talk about how, no, oh, these guys are in the friend zone, and blah, 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 and here's how to get a blowjob, and all this other stuff that I've seen here. However, what's most important right now, especially if you live in the West or in the U.S. or in Australia, is the political situation. These women might be able to voice to get your rights taken away, like if they feel that you could get them sick or their children sick or the media tells them. Because media, man, women will run away with everything the media tells them. They're the fad diet queens. Anytime there was somebody promoting some kind of diet, they had to be on it. And that was all the way it was through the 90s. So what you need to worry about with these women here, it's not so much, oh, they're not dating me, or she's a whore, and she's doing this. You need to worry about what they can say to remove your freedom. That's what you need to worry about right now. It's not so much, oh, yeah, she's crazy. We know they're crazy. You've got books and books and books throughout history going all the way back to Greece and beyond talking about how crazy women are. Men have said this at length. But the problem is that we here, men going our own way, are focusing constantly on these women. And I was like, man, have we really gone our own way if we're just focusing on all the women here in the politics? And yeah, I know I am the odd man out, the guy that does the hentai or whatever on here. But no, at the same time, it's because it doesn't do any good to just harp and harp and harp and harp and harp about women. I mean, my God, guys. Like, I get it. This information is extremely important to young men. Extremely important to young men getting into a ravaged dating market. It's like fucking war zone out there. It's complete chaos. And this is what they're dealing with. And again, it's not necessarily these women's fault. It's the society that created these women that is coming to take your fucking rights away. Like we got in Australia right now. There's a guy that went into Australian Parliament and said a bunch of different things. He was talking about, I believe, common law. Because they're trying to change law a little bit, or fight, at least defend themselves against this horrible lockdown situation. Things are getting really crazy over there. And there's a lot of other things going on here. So if we're focused on what I consider to be almost a distraction, all these women, you know, we're not focusing on things that actually might be, you know, a little more pertinent. Women come and go, pussy comes and goes, but your rights, once they're gone, guys. I mean, I know you love to have, I love the site, I love the fact that we have a place for this information, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe, you know, because this is the trending, this is what people are looking at, maybe it's a good idea to, I don't know, start, you know, asking questions about the political situation in society. That's a little bit more important. I mean, we have some real shit going down, and our government is pretty much behind it, okay? So, hey, that's here in the U.S. Fauci was the guy that funded all those projects in China. So, if they fucked up, it's our country's fault. Hey, world, we're the ones to blame for this crap. I guess they're not sorry, but we in the U.S. are sorry. We didn't want all this bullshit to happen, you know? That's what I'm trying to say here. We didn't want it to happen. We didn't want Australia to turn into a fucking escape from, what is it? Escape from Australia instead of escape from New York? It's like escape from Australia. It's getting really crazy over there, folks. I feel really bad for our Aussie brothers. It's already been bad. Australia was the home of MGTOW. Now it's the home of lockdowns and fucking police state tyranny. Wow, shit's getting real, folks. I'm sorry, but it's really hard to focus on, like, mean, angry women and this slut over here, the model, whatever, and this girl, I'm no longer a feminist. It doesn't matter, I want to die alone, whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They're all fucked, folks, and it's because of society. The women are a reflection of society. They always have been. Your society determines your women. If your society is shit, your women are shit. That is just the way society works. It's always been that way. So we're focused on all these different women because I see the trending. Of course, what is that? Throwaway women? Hey, that might actually be a good idea, Alpha Male. Throw away the women that you're focused on right now, preferably. Say, instead of, oh, these women are so awful, or, I mean, some of the black-pilled guys, oh, I can't get laid, or whatever, this woman, she divorced me, okay, yeah, that's awful fucking thing, yes, you know, that's rough to deal with, that takes many years, sometimes decades to deal with, but right now, your rights are at stake, and all these women, and this entire fucking thing, all they're gonna do is try to fight to get them taken away because they believe what the media says for the most part. We have to be even careful because Lauren Southern, Lauren Chen, all these, oh, we like men's rights. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay? So listen, guys, this has just got to, I mean, I understand this is what people are looking at. This is what's trending. This is what's popular. And I understand my content probably won't be viewed that much. That's fine. That's fine. But at the same time, I just want to make sure that you guys aren't just focusing on these crazy women. Because then we're really no better than the feminists. Especially when we're in a time in history right now where a man is closer to losing his rights than he's ever been. In history. Okay? Your forefathers, you know, our forefathers here in America, they're rolling in their fucking graves right now because we left this country to escape tyranny, and that's what, not this country, we left England and King George to escape tyranny and high taxes and all the other crazy things that you know, America wanted to be free from, to start our own colony, and we did start our own thing, and it did well, and then all of a sudden, they're like, okay, party's over. Now let's lock everything down and make them angry at women. And again, we see what the women have done. We see what the feminism did to them. We can see. We can see what's going on. I mean, you can look at, you know, St. Everest, of course, he posts a lot from Taylor and probably other guys like Darius M. and stuff. There's another, Alexander Grace, a lot of these different guys. Yes, it's important what they're telling men. But what they need to tell men, and I hope they're telling men, is it's time to save your fucking money and maybe, you know, prep yourself a little bit. TFM stuff is coming in handy. You know, TFM said, hey, shit's gonna come down. Shit is coming down. A lot of things that TFM said are going to happen are seeming to happen, unfortunately. Look, I don't want to be the one to say that. Remember I said I was taking a break from TFM? Well, that's because it was getting too fucking real. And, you know, you can take a break all you want. But at the end of the day, it's still going to come up and catch up with you. It's still going to be like, hey, guess what? You wanted to run away from me. Here I am. Here's your loss of freedom. It's happening. So, guys, you know, again, I'm not upset at anybody here or the content. You know, I'm not shitting on anybody. You know, the art of going your own way, St. Everest, Wasserman, all these guys. That's important. Well, Wasserman, that's a completely different video. But, you know, St., he posts a lot of stuff like that. It's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But like I said, you need to start watching a little more pop. Maybe start focusing on a little bit more with what Star Blazer's talking about. Some of this stuff really affects you. And I just don't think a lot of guys understand. They're seeming to focus on the women, you know. And maybe instead of focusing so much on women, we need to focus on what going our own way was. Going your own way, liberating yourself from the fucking whole shebang, you know. That's what we need to think about, because things are getting rough. We are getting to a point now where people are going to end up fighting, and I don't like it. I don't care for it. I don't want to be in these times, but we're there. You know, it's like, it sucks. But yeah, I mean, continue to harp about women, gentlemen, and we will see what happens in the next year or two, when even more rights are gone, when even more people have been just completely compromised. Who knows? The site might not even be here. They're getting really crazy about this, talking about these incel shooters just going around doing crazy stuff. And oh yeah, those black pill guys, they get on my fucking nerves too. I get it. I get it. And the alpha guy's like, here's how to get laid. Like, not in this day and age. You kidding me? It's like war zone. Pretty soon they're gonna be offering prices, because that's what happens in a fucking area like that, where they don't have any money, they're just gonna sell them damn selves. And then, oh, okay, well, we fixed the men getting laid issue. Oh, but guess what? Now we got complete fucking bedlam. Okay? Yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen. It's not good. You don't want to be in that situation. But yeah, men, we're better than that. We are better than that. And that's coming from the weird hentai guy on here. Because, yeah, guess what? I actually do give a fuck about men, and I give a fuck more about freedom. You know, military family kind of does that to you. You know, just women. I was like, dude, I might just interview one. Just fuck it, you know. At this point, it's just getting to the point where just, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't want to just ramble on for too long, but yeah, it's getting a bit ridiculous. At any rate, guys, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out.